State officials say Vermont is facing a critical shortage of primary care doctors, and they say it will be very difficult for the state's health care reform efforts to be successful if this issue isn't addressed in the near future. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
Many states across the country have a need to attract more primary care physicians, but Vermont's situation has an additional twist. A sizable number of the state's primary care doctors are expected to retire in the next few years. Paul Harrington is the executive vice president of the Vermont Medical Society. He says about one-third of Vermont's nearly 1,900 physicians work in primary care. That's about the national average. But he says 30% of the state's primary care doctors are over the age of 60, and this means the shortage will get worse in just a few years.
The average age of physicians, like the population, continues to age. We're going to certainly need more primary care physicians. The current population is aging out of their practice.
Harrington notes that the state has embarked on an ambitious program to emphasize prevention care to help lower health care costs and improve the health of individual patients. Primary care doctors are a key part of this initiative, and without enough of them, Harrington doubts these reforms can succeed.
The whole model that we're going towards of promoting health, better coordination of care, that requires a stronger relationship with the primary care physician, is going to fail unless we have an adequate supply of primary care physicians.
Kevin Mullen is the chairman of the Green Mountain Care Board, a group that oversees virtually every aspect of health care in Vermont. Remember that statistic that about a third of all doctors in Vermont are primary care physicians? Mullen says in most other countries, about two-thirds of the doctors work in primary care.
We have a system where we have two specialty care doctors to every one primary care doctor. If we had more primary care in Vermont, I think that you would see some of the costs going down.
What steps could be taken to attract more primary care doctors to Vermont? Mullen says one strategy could be for the state to offer to pay the medical school tuition for individuals who make a commitment to practice in Vermont for a good chunk of time after they graduate. This could amount to as much as $300,000 per student.
That we would do a commitment with someone up front that their education would be paid for if they made a commitment to stay in the state for X amount of years. I mean, those are the type of things that I think we're going to have to do to create that better supply of doctors here.
The Green Mountain Care Board is also expected to look at proposals that would require accountable care organizations and Vermont's hospitals to make a greater investment in primary care programs. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.